谢谢李弟兄和
Recording in progress.
帮我们读圣经。
We thank you, Brother Lee and his son to read the scriptures for us.
这已经我们有一个月的时间我们增加了这个每次在主日崇拜的时候来宣读神的话。
For about a month, we have started to have somebody reading from scripture for our, in our worship.
我们也希望借着这个机会有更多的弟兄姐妹能够参与到主日的崇拜的里面。
We pray that through this opportunity, more brothers and sisters can participate in the service.
今天是九月份的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of September.
九月份的第一个主日有什么特别没有？
What is the special characteristic of the first Sunday of September?
2018年的九月份第一个主日，我们的教会正式开始聚会了。
We officially started our church.Service on in 2018 September 1st Sunday.
所以今天是我们满四年的纪念日。
So today is the fourth anniversary.
实在是感恩。
We are indeed thankful.
让我们一起借着祷告来感谢我们的神。
Through prayers, let's give thanksgiving to our Lord.
天上的父，你真的是恩待了我们。
Our Heavenly Father indeed has treated us with grace.
在过去这四年当中，回头去看的时候。每一天每一周都充满了你恩典的同在。
As we look back the past four years, every day, every week that you, we have experienced the presence of your grace.
你亲自引导了我们。
You have led us personally.
建立了我们这一群属于你的弟兄姐妹。
And build up this group of brothers and sisters who belong to you.
也让我们这当中心甘情愿的弟兄姐妹聚在一起，一起来追求主，一起来侍奉主。
And a group of brothers and sisters willingly gathered together to seek you and to serve you.
在这四年当中，你也不断地把新的弟兄姐妹带到我们的当中。
And you have also continuously brought us new brothers and sisters.
在这里，我们可以同心地建造一个你所喜悦的教会。
So that together with a united heart, we can build a church that is pleasing to you.
我们在这里来向你来祈求。
Here we seek you.
求你在这里真是建造一个合你心意的，就像一个葡萄园一样。
We pray that you will build this orchard that is according to your will.
在我们当中，无论是小孩子，无论是青少年，还是我们这个成人，我们的生命都能够在这里得到喂养，得到成长。
So that no matter we are children, youth, or adults, that our lives will be fed.
寻找真光的人能够在这里遇见真光。
Those who seek true light will find true light.
我们生命成长的过程当中，能够不断地结出好果子来，荣耀你的名。
So that we can continue to bear fruit to bring glory to you.
我们在这里也祈祷，求你不断地来洁净我们的心思意念，洁净我们的教会。
And we also ask that you continue to cleanse us and cleanse our church.
让我们能够立定心志，成为你手中贵重的器皿。
So that we have determined to be this precious vessel in your hand.
你是我们的陶匠
，You are our potter。
我们就心甘情愿地做你手中的器皿
，And we are willing to be the vessel in your hands。
求你照着你的旨意来行
，And may you done be done according to your will。
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
，We pray in Jesus' name。
阿门，
阿门。
我们今天是马可福音系列的第十二讲的。
Today we are on the 12th.Sermon for the series on Mark.
在今天我们读的这一个蛮长的七章一到三十节的这段经文当中，我们看到三个主要的人物。
In this rather long passage of Mark 7, 1 to 30, we saw three characters.
第一类的人物呢是法利赛人。
The first group of people are the Pharisees.
那这一类的人物呢是当时的民众当中呢很被尊敬的一批人。
This group of people are really respected by the general population.
如果当时在犹太人当中做一个民意调查的话，可能选择问一个问题说，在这些人当中谁是最靠近神的，谁是最敬虔的，可能这些人会当选。
If you do a kind of a survey among the Israelites about who is the most pious, who is the closest to God, probably these people will be voted in.
如果人一人一票来投票的话，在人的眼中这一群人是最讨上帝喜悦的一群人。
Maybe if everybody cast a vote, this group of people would probably get the most votes.
他们很多人生活在这个最靠近神的那个圣殿耶路撒冷那座城里面。
Most of them live in Jerusalem and in particular in the temple, which is very close to God.
是当时最懂圣经，而且是教导别人圣经的学者和权威们。
And they are the scholars who study the Bible as well as teach the Bible.
啊，这个当中有文士哈，这个文士是专门把他的一生拿出来，专门就抄写神的话语。
And among those people, there are scribes, meaning that they spend their whole lives copying the Bible.
不光大家都很尊敬他们，他们自己也觉得自己很敬虔。
Not only do people respect them, they also feel that they are very pious themselves.
而且他们不是只说不练的人哦。
It's not that they just talk and they don't practice.
他们很认真地在遵行律法。
They are very serious in following the law.
他们不光有理论，而且有实际的行动。
Not only do they have theory, they have actions.
为了遵行好律法呢，他们就在这个律法之外又增加了很多的规矩，为了确保他们真的是能够遵行好这个神的话语。
In order to make sure that they really follow the law, they actually added many other regulations outside of the law to make sure they indeed follow the law.
因为他们如此的追求，如此的敬虔，他们影响了许多的人。
And because they're so pious and they really follow this very closely, they influence a lot of people.
所以在那些年轻的人当中，特别是很有追求要认识神的人当中呢，很多人就成了他们的学生，成了他们的门徒。
So among the people who really want to follow the law, especially young people, they became their students.
然而当耶稣基督来的时候，耶稣基督给他们的评价是什么呢？
But yet when Jesus came, what was the evaluation from Jesus?
耶稣很不客气地指出他们的问题，称他们为假冒伪善的人。
And Jesus very bluntly said, they are hypocrites.
那用今天的话讲就是他们是伪君子。
In today's words, then they are hypocrites.
不是一般的伪善，是非常的伪善的一群人。
And they are not really someone who really do good.
他们表面做的一套，心里想的是另外一套。
Outside they do one set of actions, but inside they think of different things.
假冒伪善这个词是指那个希腊戏剧里面演员戴的那个面具。
The word hypocrite, it really comes from this Greek notion of an actor who put on a mask.
在希腊的戏剧当中，一个人可以这个承担好几个角色。
In the Greek drama, one actor can actually pretend to be different characters.
那他演不同的角色的时候，他就戴上不同的面具。
When they're acting different characters, they put on different masks.
所以耶稣用这个面具这个词来指这些人哈，你们是表面一套，背后一套的人。
So Jesus was using that same word to refer to these people. Outside they look one thing, inside they do a different thing.
一会儿我们会看一看啊，为什么耶稣会这样的严厉的说他们是伪善的人呢？
And later on we'll see why Jesus said all these things about them.
这一段里面我们第二类人要注意的就是这个妇人，是希腊的妇人。
And then the second group of people that we need to pay attention to is this woman who is a Greek.
这里特别交代说她不是犹太人，她是希利尼人，是希腊人。
And actually, the Bible explicitly said that she is not a Jew, she is a Greek.
那在犹太人的眼中，如果她是一个外邦人，不是犹太人，她本身大概就不能进入到这个候选人的名单，谁是最洁净的人当中了。
So, according to the Israelites, if you are a Gentile, you automatically would not be entering into this pool of who is the most pious.
一出生就是黑五类。
And then, when you are born, you are the outcast.
所以这个民意调查当中，他们连这个候选人的资格都没有的。
So they are not even qualified to be a candidate.
不仅如此，在这一段我们看到说，他的女儿是被巫鬼附着的。
And additionally, her daughter was possessed by demons.
所以这个巫鬼又叫邪灵，一听上去大家的感觉是很不舒服，对不对？
And when you know, these demons are evil spirits, when you hear about it, you immediately feel uncomfortable.
鬼是跟那个幽暗啊，邪恶、恐怖、血腥啊，凶杀，这些都事情连在一起的。
And these things, the evil spirits are really associated with evil, darkness, murder, and all kinds of bad things.
无论是你在中国的传统当中进那些道观、寺庙，你看到那些的像的时候，你就会有一种阴森森的感觉。
And in a Chinese background culture, and you enter into some kind of temple, you see all these different idols, you immediately feel uncomfortable.
在美国现在也变得越来越浮到表面上来，那种拜撒旦教的人越来越扩大他们的影响，甚至进入到学校。
And in the United States, those who worship Satan, they actually becoming more and more conspicuous. They even enter into schools.
你看到那个拜撒旦人教的那个象征的那个图案，你看到你就心里就不会很舒服。
If you look at these icons and pictures that are from Satanism, you will feel very uncomfortable when you stare at them.
出自这样一个背景的妇人呢，在这个故事结尾的时候，却蒙了上帝的悦纳。
But yet, a woman from that kind of background was accepted by God in the end.
她的祈求，上帝垂听了。
Her request was answered by God.
她的女儿得医治了。
Her daughter was healed.
成了在上帝面前被接受、被悦纳的一类人的代表。这又是为什么呢？
She represented the group of people that accepted by God, and why was that?
那第三类人就是门徒。
The third group of people are the disciples.
门徒是一直跟着耶稣的人。
The disciples have been following Jesus.
他们跟着耶稣，又看到、听到法利赛人跟耶稣的对话，也看到、主耶稣跟那个妇人之间的对话。
And they've been hearing the conversation between the Pharisees and Jesus, and also between Jesus and that woman.
一个大家普遍认为很敬虔的一类人，耶稣却说他们是假冒伪善。
Those people who are regarded as pious by the people are now called hypocrites.
这个。从外邦来的又被 巫鬼所附着的这样的家庭这样的背景的人却在神的面前蒙了悦纳这到底是怎么回事
And then on the other hand, this Gentile woman whose daughter is possessed by demon and yet was accepted by Jesus. And why was that?
所以门徒看到这一切听到这一切他们就面临着一个选择
So when the disciples heard all of that, they faced a choice.
今天的弟兄姐妹也是这样、啊、读到这些看到这些之后我们也面临着这样一种选择
And yet, at the same time for us, when we read this passage, we also face the same choice.
什么样的人我们怎样去做才能真正讨上帝的喜悦呢
And for us, what are we supposed to do to truly be accepted by God?
说到底我们一生所做的我们一生所说的这些事情最后真正有意义不是在人的面前是在上帝的面前
And for all the things that we do in our lives at the end are they meaningful in front of God?
别人怎么说我们给我们什么样的评价我们那个墓碑上写什么样的 title 什么样的这个记载这些都不是最重要的而是将来有一天我们来到上帝的面前接受耶稣基督的裁决的时候他如何来评价我们才是最重要的哦
Whatever we do as we evaluate by other people, be it on our gravesite or whatever, those are not the most important things. What is the most important is when we come to God at the end of our lives and be judged by Him and how He thinks of us, that's the most important.
我想在我们当中的每一个弟兄姐妹没有一个人想像法利赛人一样。
Nobody likes to be like a Pharisee.
追求了一辈子但是在神的面前却不算数却觉得是神说他们是虚伪的。
Seeking God for the whole lives, and yet at the end was judged by God as a hypocrite.
所以我们就要知道了，今天如果法利赛人活在今天，在今天的教会当中，他们的表现是什么样的
？If a Pharisee is to be alive today and live in our church, what would their behavior be?
我们要竭力的去避免哈、这个法利赛人那样一种的追求主的方式。
We need to avoid to be like a Pharisee, in the way of dealing with God.
我们又可以从这个。这个妇人的身上学到什么样的宝贵的功课
？And what kind of precious lesson can we learn from the example of the woman？
所以这是我们今天要看的。
This is what we're going to look at today。
好，我们先来思想法利赛人。
First, let's think about the Pharisees。
那这一段的故事起因是因为法利赛人来到耶稣的面前来指责耶稣的门徒不洗手就吃饭。
And it all started with the Pharisees coming before Jesus and said that his disciples didn't wash their hands before a meal.
这些人特地从耶路撒冷来到耶稣当时所在的加利利这个地方，却问这样一个问题。
And they specifically came from Jerusalem to Galilee to ask Jesus that same very question.
你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？
And they're saying, why are your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders to wash your hands before a meal.
那马可以直接给我们解释什么叫俗手，就是没有洗的手。
And Mark explained to us what it means by unclean hands. That means hands that they have not washed.
门徒没有洗手就吃饭，这个法利赛人就挑他们的毛病，因为
这个犯了他们的规矩。
And when the disciples didn't wash their hands before a meal, then the Pharisees picking on them and saying that you're not following the traditions of the elders.
在法利赛人所定的传统当中，很多这样的规矩。你出去买东西，到市场上回来之后，你不仅要洗手，而且要洗浴。
And there are many other traditions just like that. And for example, they would also ask that when you go to the marketplace to buy something, after you come back, not only you have to wash your hands, you actually have to take a bath.
你用的这些的食具、这些的餐具都要洗净以后才能使用的。
All the utensils for a meal have to be washed.
这有什么错呢？
What's wrong with that?
今天我们不也是吃饭之前要洗手吗？
Of course, when we have a meal beforehand, we will also wash our hands.
我们用的食具、餐具都要洗得干干净净，我们才能用哦。
All the utensils for a meal, we would also wash it very cleanly.
那特别是在疫情期间，我们要常常洗手，回到家里我们都要洗手的呀。
And of course, during the pandemic, whenever we get home, we would wash our hands.
所以这里面我们就要了解一下这里的背景。
So here we need to understand the background.
这种的洗手、洗浴、洗杯、洗盘。不是为了卫生的缘故。
All these washing of different things is not because of hygiene.
而是他们所定的一种的礼仪上的洁净。
And it's really some kind of ceremonial cleansing.
用这种的不断的洗洁净呢，来表达他们在神的面前的敬虔。
To reflect their piousness in front of God.
在他们居住的地方，他们特别有那种叫洁净用的那个水池。
And in particular, in where they live, they would have these washing basins.
这些的洁净的水池不是用来洗澡用的。
And those basins are not for baths.
是用他们行洁净之礼而用的。
It's really for that ceremony of cleansing.
他们要到圣殿去敬拜神，他们要行洁净之礼。
And before they go to the temple to worship, they have to perform that ceremony of cleansing.
那些的文士、法利赛人要抄写神的话语的时候，要行洁净之礼。
And before the scribes would copy the Bible, they would have to perform the same cleansing ceremony.
特别是在抄写圣经的时候，抄到上帝的名字的时候啊，他们要去洗了以后，才能回来抄这个啊神的名字。
And in particular, when they come to copying the name of God, they would have to go do that washing again.
所以这种的洗手，这种的洗浴，是代表在他们在上帝面前的敬虔。
So all that washing and cleansing represents their piety in front of God.
所以当法利赛人文士指出耶稣的门徒没有洗手就吃饭的时候，他们的意思是说，你们坏了规矩，你们在上帝的面前不够敬虔，不像我们这么敬虔。
And so when the scribes and the Pharisees are complaining about them not washing their hands, it's really telling them they're not pious enough.
那这里面又提到说，不照古人的遗传，遗传这个词我们现在不是这么用的哈。
So, and they also talk about the tradition of the elders, not quite the way that we are using the word today.
对，英文翻译就是我们今天中文用的这个意思，就是传统的意思啊。在这个从摩西开始哈，他们不断的学习来追求神的时候，过程当中形成了很多人的传统、人定的规矩。
And so, actually, the English is reflecting the original meaning. It's really all the tradition that we follow.Along the way, as we go from Moses, and they follow all that tradition throughout the years.
那在这里面，法利赛人把这种的规矩、这种传统称作古人的遗传。
And here it talk about the tradition of the elders.
在第五节啊，那在第七节、第八节、第九节呢，耶稣又把他这个词“古人的遗传”呢稍微改了一下用词。
And when they talk about the tradition of the elders, but when Jesus responded, he changed the way that they said it a little bit slightly.
耶稣在第七节称这些的规矩叫人的吩咐。
And here in verse 7, Jesus said it's rules taught by men.
第八节叫人的传统，又叫人的遗传。
And then in verse 8, Jesus said the traditions of men.
第九节呢，称这些的规矩叫做自己的遗传，又叫自己定的传统。
And in verse 9, she said, your own traditions.
那这些规矩和传统都包括什么呢？
So what does all these traditions include?
这一段里面我们看到两个例子。
And here we see two examples.
一个就是吃饭之前要行洁净之礼。
First, before a meal, you have to wash your hands.
第二个是耶稣举的例子，就是说奉献的事情和孝敬父母的事情。
And the second example that Jesus mentions was about donations and offerings and how do you honor your parents.
有一种的奉献叫割耳板。
There's a kind of offering called Corban.
割耳板是什么呢？是献给神的一种的奉献。
What is Corban? Corban is a kind of thing that you offer to God.
是奉献的人许了愿献给神的。
It's something that a person who has made a vow and they're going to offer something to God.
可能这些的钱财还没有拿到圣殿去。
Or maybe that kind of money has not been offered to the temple yet.
但是在他奉献之前，他心里已经很感动，他愿意把这个东西通过许愿的方式说这些是归给神的了。
But yet they are moved beforehand, so they are making a vow that this money will be offered to God.
这种奉献叫戈尔版。
That kind of offering is called Corban.
所以当这个家里的父母有需要的时候，这个儿女看到以后有需要以后，他钱不够，他说哦，那没办法了，我这一部分已经许愿了给神了，所以不能更改哈，我必须奉献到圣殿去，不能供养父母了。
So like in the case of the parents may have some kind of financial needs, and the children would say, oh, sorry, at this money I've already made a vow and has to be offered, and I cannot support you.
这个按照法利赛人的传统说，这样是可以的。
And according to the tradition of the Pharisees, that is allowed.
其实在这一段当中的真正法利赛人的问题不是关于传统的问题。
And here really is not about tradition.
是法利赛人把传统提的位置太高了，把传统代替了神的律例、神的话语、神的原则。
It's really the problem is that they have taken the tradition to a higher place than God's words and replace it.
这些传统的形成都是有圣经依据的。
And all the formation of these traditions it really came from originally from the Bible.
这些人真的是想要遵行神的律法，但是呢，他做的过度了哈，加上了一些人的成分在里面。
And so they really wanted to follow God's laws, but yet it has exceeded what they're supposed to do, and they added human elements to it.
传统本身并不一定是坏事。
Traditions by itself are not necessarily bad.
关键是你怎么看待传统。
The key is how do you treat these traditions?
就像在我们教会当中，我们从2000年前教会开始，五旬节开始的话，教会当中形成很多的传统，对不对？
And like the church, since 2,000 years ago, we have formed many traditions.
就拿我们读圣经为例。
I'd like to take an example of how we read the Bible.
历史历代都有敬虔的圣徒好好仔细地读圣经。
Many, all these generations of Christians have been carefully studying the Bible.
很多这个读经的传统留给我们。
Many traditions of how we read the Bible has been inherited by us.
很多的这个圣经的学者把他们的解经书、解经的亮光记载下来传给我们。
Many Bible scholars recorded all their insights for us.
这些不是坏事。
And that's not bad.
这些可以帮助我们更好地去了解神的话语。
And it can help us to further understand God's words.
在教会的发展过程当中形成很多教会的正统的教义。
And in the history of the church, we have formed many orthodox teachings of the...
这是我们教会传统中很重要的一部分。
And that is a very important tradition of our church.
最早的就是使徒信经。
And the earliest was the Apostles' Creed.
在我们教会每一个信主的人，我们都要跟他们讲解使徒信经，他们一定要接受这个教义，我们才能给他们施洗的。
For every Christian in our church, we would explain to them what Apostles' Creed is, and if they do agree to it, before we will baptize them.
后来基于这个使徒信经，又建立很多很丰富的这些的信经来帮助教会来持守纯正的信仰。
And so this Apostles' Creed is going to help a lot of churches to have that orthodox faith.
尼西亚信经哈，在我们教会的会章里面，我们就直接引用尼西亚信经来作为我们相信的准则。
And in our church bylaws, we explicitly quote the Nicene Creed.To make sure that we are following the right beliefs.
所以这些教会的传统都是成为一个保护教会的一个很好的方式。
So all these traditions are ways to protect the church.
撇开这些传统是很危险的。
If we leave these traditions, it's actually very dangerous.
我们教会虽然成立了刚刚成立四年哈，但是我们从第一年开始，我们就写我们教会的会章。
Even though we've only been formed 4 years, our church has even in the first year.Adopted a set of bylaws.
那帮助我们怎样去管理我们的教会，运行我们的各项的施工哈，能够规规矩矩的在神的家里面行各样的事情。
To guide us in how we govern and operate the church, so that we can follow God's will.
如果把这些传统都丢掉的话，其实教会是很危险的。
If we abandon all these traditions, it's actually very dangerous.
如果今天有一个人来到这里说，我读圣经从来不读解经书的。
If somebody comes to our church today and say, when I read the Bible, I never look at any commentaries.
我读圣经的时候，神会给我特别的亮光，特别的启示。那这个人的读经解经是很危险的。
And he said, well, when I read the Bible, God will give me special revelations, and actually, that is very dangerous.
如果有一个教会他说，啊，这些传统的教义我们都不接受，我们的教会才是唯一纯正的教会。
And some church would say, I don't follow any of these traditional beliefs. We are the only true church.
常常异端的教会就是这样产生的。
And many times there are these heresies are formed like that.
如果今天有人来到我们教会，把我们教会的会章丢在一边，说哦，我觉得这样做是对的，然后就照着他想的方式去做，那这个教会会乱掉的。
And if somebody would say, oh, let's just ignore the bylaws, we're going to do it my way, our way.And this actually will become chaos.
所以法利赛人的问题，主耶稣基督指责他们的问题，不是关于传统的问题，而是说他们把传统错用了。
And so the problem with the Pharisees is not because they have traditions; it's really because they have used the traditions wrongly.
你看第八节，耶稣说：“你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。”
And here in verse 8, it's talking about you have let go of the commands of God and are holding to the traditions of men.
他们是不顾圣经里面已经很明确的讲的这些公义啊，这些良善啊，这些信实啊，这些神的这些的品性，而去单单的拘泥他们人的规矩，这是他们犯错误的地方。
And what they have done is they have departed from the teachings of God being faithful, being merciful and righteous, and yet they have followed only the traditions of men.
又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
And he said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions."
这是他们的问题。
That is their problem.
他们把他们的传统凌驾于神的话语、神的诫命之上了，这是他们的问题。
They have put their traditions above the word of God.
所以这是第一个哈，用人的传统来取代上帝的诫命。这是错的。
So the first problem is that they have replaced the commands of God with traditions of men.
最典型的例子就是他们守安息日。
And the key, one of the typical example is how they observe Sabbath.
神为什么要设立安息日？
Why did God set up Sabbath?
是要人在其中来经历神，来享受神所赐的那个平安、那个喜乐、那个身体上的健康。
And it's really to have men experience the peace and joy from God.
所以当耶稣基督在安息日里面看到那个守枯干的人，看到那些病人，看到那些被鬼附的人，他要使他们真正得安息，所以在安息日他也不管，他也去赶鬼，他也去医治。
So when God sees these people with shriveled hands or possessed by demons or without other kind of sickness, Jesus doesn't care. Jesus wants them to enjoy true peace. So God, Jesus healed them.
因为主知道，耶稣基督都知道，这正是上帝设立安息日的最重要的目的啊，就是让人享受安息啊。
Because Jesus knows that the most important reason is that God wants men to enjoy true peace.
但是呢，法利赛人看到这些事情的时候，他们却不高兴。他说：“你平时六天可以医治，为什么非在安息日医治人？”
And yet, when the Pharisees saw that, they're not happy because they say, "Why do you have to heal them on Sabbath? You can heal them on the other 6 days."
这是我们在教会当中要避免的。
And that's something that we need to avoid in our church.
我们千万不要把人定的规矩，即使是我们教会的会章，凌驾于神的话语之上。
We cannot use the words of men or the traditions of men and put them above God's words.
我们的弟兄姐妹真的是要好好的读神的话语。
Our brothers and sisters should carefully study the word of God.
用正确的解经的方式来解释神的话语。
And use the appropriate methods to interpret God's words.
让我们教会无论是我们的信仰的教义也好，还是我们管理教会的方式也好，真的是基于上帝的话语。
So that our theology, and also the way that we govern the church would truly be based on the words of God.
那除了传统哈，刚才我们讲了哥尔版的事情哈。除了他们把传统取代神的诫命之外，他们犯的第二个错误是什么？就是外表和内在是不统一的。
Besides the problem of replacing the commands of God with traditions of man, the second problem that they have is that they have superficial godliness, but hearts are far from God.
在人看起来，如果做这个民意调查，他们都很好，大家都会选他们是敬虔的人。
On the outside, they look very good, and they will be voted in as the most pious.
但是他们的内心却远离神。
But yet their hearts are far from God.
这是耶稣直接引用这个以赛亚书说，
以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的，如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却
远离我。
Jesus quoting Isaiah, he replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about your hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
这是我们来到神的面前我们一定要避免的。
And that's something that we need to avoid when we come before God.
人是看外表，上帝是看每个人的内心的。
Man looks at outside, God looks at our hearts.
当你做一件事情，参与教会的服事也好，你说一句话，你是要帮助别人也好，祝福别人也好，指正别人也好，要先去省察我们自己的内心。
Whatever you do, be it serving God or be using words in helping, encouraging people, we first need to examine our own hearts.
所以耶稣后来跟门徒单独解释的时候，就是强调这一点：到底什么是洁净的？不是你吃什么东西外在的那个食物的洁净，而是讲的说从里面出来你的心里装的是什么。
So when Jesus was explaining it later on to the disciples, he was again emphasizing it's not really what you eat, it's really what comes out of you that it matters.
耶稣对他们对门徒说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人。
Are you so dull? He asked. Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean?
因为从外面进来这些食物不是进到他的心里面，乃是入他的肚腹，又落到茅厕。这是说各样的食物都是洁净的。
And if it doesn't go into heart but into his stomach and then out of his body, in saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean.
又说从人里面，从心里面出来的，那才能污秽人。
He went on, what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean.
他举例子了，因为从里面就是人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫荡、嫉妒、谤毒、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的恶都是从里面从人心里出来，岂能污秽人。
And then he started quoting examples, for from within out of men's hearts come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly, all these evil come from inside and makes a man unclean.
当法利赛人专注在外面做什么不该做什么的时候，他们忽略了他们内心里面的清洁，他们里面那些的污秽。
And when the Pharisees focus on making themselves look good outside, they have ignored that they need to be cleansed inside.
当他们的心不对的时候，虽然他们讲的道理可能是没有错的，也是应该这样去做的，但是他们讲出的那种心是不对的，讲出的话就会得罪人，就会污秽人，就会绊倒人。
And even when they are focused on the outside and the inside are not clean, so even though the rules that may seem right,When it comes out of their hearts, it actually becomes a stumbling block.
这是法利赛人的第二个问题，我们要避免的。
And that's the second problem with the Pharisees that we need to avoid.
我们要注重我们的内在，注重我们的里面，我们要请神来洁净我们的里面，然后从里到外的这样的讲话，这样的服事，才能讨上帝的喜悦。
And we need to focus on how we ask God to cleanse our outside so that from inside to outside, it will be according to God's will.
那我们的心怎么才能洁净？
How do we cleanse our hearts?
我们做什么，我们的心才能够在神的面前被悦纳呢？
What can we do to be accepted by God?
没有别的路哦。
There are no other way.
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
就是耶稣基督的十字架。
And it's the cross of Jesus Christ.
只有借着这位钉十字架的救主耶稣基督的赦免和洁净，我们的罪才能够被赦免，我们的心才能得洁净吗？
Only through the forgiveness of the cross can our sins be cleansed and that we can be cleansed inside.
这是法利赛人犯的第三个错误。
And that's the third problem of the Pharisees.
而且这个错误是最致命的。
And that was the most fatal mistake.
就是他们什么都有，就是不要耶稣。
They have everything, but yet they reject Jesus.
他们有神的律法，他们有很好的这些传统，但是呢，他们却用这些来取代了耶稣，结果他们走向了神的反面。
And they have the law, they have all kinds of good traditions, but yet they have decided to reject Jesus, and that's why they're not accepted by God.
所以在法利赛人当中，不是每个人都不得救的哦。
So among the Pharisees, not that everyone was not saved.
那个半夜来找耶稣的那个尼哥底母，他也是法利赛人呢。
Now that Nicodemus who came to look for Jesus at night, he was a Pharisee.
他以前也是自己很严谨的遵守这些规矩，也教别人做这些规矩的。
He followed his traditions very carefully and taught others as well.
但是当他一旦看见耶稣，遇到耶稣的时候，哇，他就开始来寻求这位主了。
But yet, when he met Jesus, he started to seek the Lord.
耶稣也引导他哈，你不要再走以前那个老路，你要重生，才能见神的国。
And so Jesus taught him that you cannot follow the old ways. You need to be born again.
当这个法利赛人离开他的传统，来归向耶稣的时候，他就得救了。
And when this Pharisee left his old traditions and turned to follow Jesus, he was saved.
还有另外一个很有名的法利赛人，就是那个以前叫扫罗，后来叫保罗的人，对不对
？And then there's also with this other very famous Pharisee who was named Saul and renamed Paul.
他不仅是守这些规矩，而且 他是逼迫教会杀基督徒，谁信耶稣的话他就要办谁的那个人。
Not only did he follow those traditions, he was very zealous in persecuting Christians and kill them.
但当复活的耶稣基督亲自向他显现，用大光来照他的时候，哇，他的心就被改变。
When the resurrected Lord met him and shone him with great light, he was turned around.
唯有耶稣基督是我们的盼望。
Only Jesus is our only hope.
做这个做那个，如果你做了很多却离开耶稣，却不认耶稣的话，一切都是枉然。
If you do a lot of things, but yet you turn away from Jesus, all those will be in vain.
这是为什么我们每个月都带大家一起来守圣餐的缘故。
And that's the reason why we have our monthly communion.
每次守圣餐都是提醒我们，耶稣是我们唯一的拯救，唯一的道路，唯一的盼望。
And every time we are reminded that Jesus is our only way, our only road of salvation.
所以大家一定要看重守圣餐。
So we need to put an emphasis on communion.
什么样的人可以领圣餐呢？
Who can receive communion?
一定是重生得救的人。
Those who are born again.
那重生得救的人当中，如果信了主还没受洗的人，可不可以领圣餐呢？
And if you believe in Christ, but yet you have not been baptized, can you receive communion?
我们有特别讲说，你只有在受洗之后才能领圣餐。你如果真心相信，你就可以领用圣餐。
And we have said that after you are baptized and you truly believe, then you can receive communion.
但是如果信耶稣基督之后有机会受洗，却没有受洗，却不去受洗的话，我劝你暂时不要领用圣餐。
But if you have believed in the Lord and you do have the opportunity to receive baptism, but you decided not quite, not yet ready, then I would advise you to not take the communion yet.
因为当你口里称耶稣为主，却不照着主的吩咐去行的话，其实你是生活在罪当中。
Because if you say that you really call Jesus your Lord, but yet you are not living according to His command, then you are still living in sin.
如果你带着罪去，你明知道这件事情不该做却去做了，同时你又坚持去领圣餐的话，那这个圣餐对你是没有意义的，没有好处的。
And so, but if you are taking the communion when you're not following God's commands and living in sin, that taking the communion is not beneficial to you at all.
守圣餐是我们基督徒重生得救的基督徒在神这里有的一个极大的恩典。
To take communion is a wonderful grace that God has given us for us who are born again and received Him.
是主耶稣基督亲自设立的，在神的面前来遵守的一个圣礼。
And that is a sacrament that Jesus has set up for us.
在疫情期间，这个很多的神学的讨论哈，在网络上可不可以守圣餐啊？是不是大家一定聚集在一起才能够守圣餐？很多的讨论。
During the pandemic, there was a lot of discussion online on whether we can truly observe communion online or has to be in person.
那我们从来没有停止过啊，即使在疫情当中，我们每个月都是坚持，因为我们知道圣餐的最主要的意义，那个心所在的地方是纪念主。
During the pandemic, we have never stopped observing communions because we know that the most important teaching of the communion is to be with the Lord.
纪念他的身体，纪念他的宝血，他的圣约，然后呢，常常的提醒自己哈，清洁，靠着主的恩典来洁净我们的内心。
And to remember His body, to remember His blood, to remember His salvation, and so that to remind us that we need to cleanse ourselves.
那现在情况不一样了，我们现在恢复了实体的聚会。
And now the situation is different, and we have resumed in-person services.
那我们当然鼓励在网络上聚会的弟兄姐妹，还是可以在家里面跟我们一起守圣餐。
And of course, we still encourage brothers and sisters, that are worshiping with us online to continue to observe communion with us.
但是我鼓励大家，在这种情况下，尽量来到实体的聚会。
But I encourage every one of you to try your best to come here in person as we observe.
除非你人不在本地。
Maybe unless you're not physically here in Maryland.
或者是你已经生病了。
Or maybe you're sick.
其他的情况都尽量的避免，依然留在家里啊！鼓励大家来到实体，跟我们一起来敬拜神，一起来借着守圣餐，实体的守圣餐来纪念主。
And so for the others, I encourage you to truly come here in person and observe the communion together.
这是讲到法利赛人身上我们要避免的。我们再看第二类人，就是这个希腊的妇人所代表的。
And so we've talked about what we need to avoid from the Pharisees, and now we talk about this Greek woman.
所以这个妇人跟前面讲的法利赛人形成了一个非常强烈鲜明的一个对比。
And this woman actually posed a stark contrast with the Pharisees.
这个妇人交代说她是希利尼人，是希腊人，属叙利基尼族人。
And here this woman is a Greek, was a Greek, and she is a Syrian Phoenician.
大家一听这个腓尼基人，大家就会想到另外一个民族的人。
When we heard about Phoenician, we heard about this other ethnic group.
马可在这里很仔细，特别把腓尼基这个名字提出来。
And Mark was very careful to point out that she's a Phoenician.
因为犹太人有一个世仇啊，另外一个民族叫腓力士人，他们就是腓尼基人哦。
And so actually, the Jews have this mortal enemy.Those are the Philistines, and that's really the Phoenicians.
在他们历史上，他们很早在士师的阶段，在扫罗、大卫的阶段，他们就不断的征战，两个民族一直打。
And even as early as the time of Judges and during the time of Saul and David, those two ethnic groups and you know have been fighting each other.
所以这个妇人，你知道，她不仅是这个非犹太人。外族人、外邦人中的一部分，而且他们是犹太人的敌人。
So this woman not only was she a Gentile, she's also belonged to the enemy group.
而且她生活的传统当中充满这个巫鬼邪灵的这些搅扰，所以她女儿也是被鬼附的。
So and her family was have all these dealing with the evil spirits. Her daughter was possessed by it.
然而，却因着这个妇人在主面前的信心。出自信心的一个顺从的行动，使他的女儿得医治。他在上帝的面前却蒙了法利赛人没有得到的那个悦纳。
And yet, because of her faith, that she was accepted by God.
这个妇人的信心都表现在哪里呢
？How was her faith represented?
第一个，她是来求耶稣哈，而且是俯伏的在耶稣的面前来求耶稣的医治。
First, she came to look for Jesus, and actually, she came and fell at his feet.
注意她的称呼哈，她呼唤主说：“主啊。”
And also pay attention to how she called Jesus. She said, "Lord."
在整本马可福音当中，唯一直接称呼耶稣为主啊的，就是在这里，就是这个迦南的妇人。
The only time in the entire book of Mark where Jesus was referred as Lord, it was here.
在马太福音当中说大卫的子主啊大卫的子孙啊他连着三次来呼喊用主啊这个 Lord 这个名字来称呼耶稣
Well, three times she's called him Lord
而且他来到耶稣的面前他的祈求是不被拦阻的
And also she came begging without being hindered
耶稣讲的话很难听的
Actually, what Jesus said is sometimes difficult to take in
给儿女的饼不能给狗吃
The bread for children should not be given to dogs.
实际上，我们要读马太福音的相关的这段记载的话，有更多的细节。耶稣前面的态度是很不友善的，在人看来。
And actually, if you read the corresponding passage in the book of Matthew, you will see there are more descriptions there, and there are a lot of actually not so friendly utterings.
这妇人来到耶稣面前来求的时候，耶稣第一个反应就是一言不答，一句话也不讲。
And when the woman first came to Jesus, actually, the first response from Jesus was didn't answer her at all.
连门徒都看不下去了，门徒跑到耶稣这里来，替这个妇人来求情，说：“哎呀，他在这里一直喊，一直喊，你就帮帮他了。”
And to the point that even the disciples come to Jesus, that you know this woman has been begging and begging, just please deal with her.
所以耶稣就对门徒讲说：“我奉差遣来，是往以色列家的迷失的羊里去的。”
So Jesus was saying that, well, I'm sent to come to the sheep that is lost in the tribe of Israel.
那意思是说，哦，这个妇人不是。以色列家的迷失的羊。
So meaning that this woman does not belong to that group of sheep in Israel.
妇人也听见了，她第二次呼喊说：“主啊，帮助我。”
And the woman heard it, and she said, "Lord, help me."
耶稣才讲了这句话啊。
And then Jesus said that.
他说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
And Jesus said, "I cannot take the bread of children and gave it to the dogs."
呀，好多解经家到这里都觉得很。为耶稣所讲的话难堪啊，他们不知道怎么解释这句话。
So a lot of people who explain the Bible felt kind of a bit embarrassed how to explain what Jesus is saying.
所以好多人就讲说，哎呀，这里的狗是指小狗。
And somebody said, oh wow, the dogs are really little puppies.
是那种家里养的宠物。
Oh, it's like they are pets, a treasure at home.
啊，这个说这个妇人说是狗的话，是一个很可爱的形象。
Oh, so this is actually a lovely reference to the woman as a dog.
但是怎么听？这样的解释好像也是不大合理的。
But actually, all these explanations are not that reasonable.
前面一句话意思讲说，我奉差遣是往以色列家迷失的羊里去的。
And the prior sentence was about I'm being sent to the lost sheep in Israel.
所以后来这个饼给儿女吃，这个饼代表上帝的恩典、上帝的医治、神的能力，要帮助人。那儿女显然是讲前面这些以色列人喽。
So later on, we talk about the bread for children is really talking about all the blessings and healings for Israel.
那这个狗明显是指不管是野狗啊、大狗啊，还是家里的小狗，显然是这是指着外邦人讲的。
And so the dogs are not really referencing all these kind of dogs, but is really talking about Gentiles.
但妇人的回答，她没有被冒犯。他没有不高兴，而是顺着主的话去讲说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
But the woman was not offended or even gave up. She said, "Well, even the dogs would eat the crumbs that fell off the table."
在马可福音里面，耶稣就说：“因为你所讲的话你的儿女女儿就得医治了。”
And so in the book of Mark, it talk about because of what you said.That your daughter will be healed.
那在马太福音里面，耶稣特别夸奖了这个妇人，说：“妇人，你的信心是大的。”
And then in the book of Matthew, it actually said Jesus said that your faith is great.
照你所要的，给你成全。
Your request is granted.
这是耶稣给这个妇人的一个考试。
And that was the test that Jesus gave the woman.
耶稣知道她里面有信心。
Jesus knew about her faith.
要借着一言不答，借着这个所讲的这些话语来显明这个妇人里面那个大的信心。
And through not answering her and all the dialogue that follows to reveal the faith of that woman.
真正的信心是要经过考验的。
True faith are going to be tested.
这里有一个主题就跟吃东西啊饼有相关的。
And there is a thing that is related about the bread.
上一次我们讲到说五饼二鱼之后，门徒还是不明白分饼的事。
Last time we talked about the five loaves and two fish, and how the disciples didn't really understand it.
吃饭这件事，法利赛人是来攻击耶稣、挑耶稣毛病的一个机会。
And about this eating with unclean hands, it gave an opportunity for the Pharisees to accuse Jesus.
但是狗儿也吃儿女掉下了碎渣儿、碎饼。却成了这个女人妇人显明她信心的一个祷告。
And even the dogs under the table would eat the children's crumb. That became a revelation of the faith of the woman.
耶稣称这个女人的信心是大的。
Jesus said this woman's faith is great.
第四个表现就是她完全的顺服。
And the fourth manifestation is that she is truly obedient.
耶稣说：“因着你的话，你的女儿得医治，你可以回去了。”
And Jesus said, because of your words, that your daughter is healed and you can go back.
这个妇人在她看见女儿得医治之前的证据，或者听到别人讲说女儿已经得医治之前，她就回去了。
And this woman went back even before seeing any evidence of her daughter being healed.
这是为什么这个妇人在神的面前得悦纳的原因，因着信心，因着信心带来的顺服的行动，来支取了上帝的恩典，他就得了上帝的悦纳。
And that reveal how this woman through her faith and then obedience and then that she was truly accepted by God.
在门徒的面前摆着两个样式。
There are two examples in front of the disciples.
一个是法利赛人所代表的。
One was represented by the Pharisees.
我要靠着自己遵守这些规矩。
I will follow my own traditions.
我要自己来行出这个义，我不要耶稣给我义。
I want to create my own righteousness and not the righteousness from Jesus.
我竭力的去做，却不要耶稣。
I'm going to try my best. I don't really need Jesus.
这条路是走不通的。
And that road is a dead end.
虽然这个妇人不满足这个犹太人当时的所有的这些规矩，所有的这些的标准，但是他有的就是抓住了主。他什么都没有，但是他有主，他有对耶稣基督的真实的信心，他在上帝的面前就得了悦纳。
And so for this woman, she doesn't have anything according to the standards of the Israelites, but yet what she has is the Lord and the faith in Him, and because of that, she is accepted by God.
法利赛人好像什么都有，就没有一样就是耶稣基督。
The Pharisees has seemingly everything, but yet one thing they did not have, and that's Jesus.
所以这样的对比让我们很清楚地看见，弟兄姐妹朋友们，如果你今天在我们当中还有一些在寻求的朋友们，我鼓励你们不要再去找别的了，只有一条路可以让我们得永生的，只有一条路可以让我们在神的面前蒙悦纳的，只有一个人可以让我们在神的面前得洁净的，就是耶稣基督。
And for those of us who are still seeking the way to God, there is only one way and there is only one thing and that is Jesus himself that can lead us to God.
就像这个妇人所代表的一样，只要我们来专心的来到神的面前来祈求耶稣基督的拯救，你就会得着。
If you, like this woman, come before God and ask for his salvation, then you will receive.
但是在这之外是没有其他的道路，所以就像这些门徒一样，摆在我面前的一个问题，什么样的行为在上帝的面前可以蒙悦纳呢？
And so there is really this choice before us, how can we be accepted by God?
是出自信心的顺从，是借着这样的信心来支取上帝的恩典，这是唯一能够让上帝啊悦纳我们的一种的方式。
And it's only coming out of faith, of true obedience, would that be accepted by God?
而不是靠着这种假冒伪善、虚假的，靠着外在的行为守这些规矩，得神的喜悦。
And it's not really following this hypocritical rule, binding outward behavior.
在神的面前都是靠着上帝的恩典，借着耶稣基督传给我们的。
In front of God is really from His grace, that comes through Jesus.
读经不是一个规矩哈，你一天要读几章，你一年要读完一遍啊，每一天你要怎样去做？读经是一种恩典。
To read the Bible is not a rule that you need to read several chapters and finish the whole Bible in a year. Reading the Bible is a grace of God.
你读经的时候是在面对面直接听神在向你讲话。
When you read the Bible, you're really listening to God.
祷告，哎，不是说，哎呀，我就饭前一定祷，哎，今天我饭前没有祷告，我得罪神。祷告是一种恩典。
When we pray, it's not like, oh, I have to pray before meals. Praying to God is a grace.
借着祷告，我跟神连接，我借着连接，我支取神的能力和智慧。
And when we connect with God through prayer, that we receive His power and grace.
不是说好像这好像，哎呀，这又要祷告了，好像这样一种态度，不是，是说我。我又要来支取神的恩典，真是好啊，真是快乐，神给我这样大的恩典，我赶快去使用。
So it's not a rule that you have to pray, it's really an opportunity that you can receive God's wisdom and power and grace.
我们的主日聚会，我们的奉献，钱财上的奉献，我们每次守圣餐，这些都不是规矩而已，这些都是支取神恩典的途径。
And so when we have to have services, when we offer money, or when we observe communion, those are not rules that we have followed, but those are all things that we receive God's grace.
不是规矩。
It's not a rule.
是恩典。
It's grace.
如果天代表上帝所在的地方的话，
If the sky represents where God is,
如果天代表上帝所在的地方，我们越靠近天，我们就越接近上帝的话。
If the sky represents, if we are closer to the sky, then we are closer to God.
法利赛人的方式是靠爬梯子的方式。
The way of the Pharisees is like going through a ladder.
啊，我不能跟你们站在一起，我要爬到这个台子上，我才更靠近天。
I'm not going to be with you. I'm going to go up, come up to this stage, and I'll be closer.
啊，我爬到这个台子上还不够哈，我还有一样东西。
Coming up to the stage is not quite enough. I have one more thing.
我要增加一些东西。
I'm going to increase by.
我要继续往上爬。
I'm going to continue to step up.
啊，现在我比Tony都要高了。
Now he is much higher than me.
所以在爬的过程当中，他就觉得他越来越靠近神，他就比别人都强了。
And now he feels that, oh, now I'm better than all of you.
然后我家里实际上还有一个更高的梯子，今天没带来。
Oh, I have actually have a taller ladder at home. I didn't bring it today.
拿来的话，可能爬上去大家也为我担心呢。
If I actually climb on that one, you'll be worried about me.
但这种的方式就代表着法利赛人那种靠自己的行为要不断的接近神的一种的方式。
And that's the way the Pharisees that are counting on their own behaviors.
那什么是这个妇人的方式呢？
And what is the way of the woman?
妇人的手中有一张飞机票。
The woman has a plane ticket.
代表着上帝给我们的恩典。
To represent God's grace.
她用这张机票登上一架飞机。
She uses the ticket to get on a plane.
这个飞机直接飞到天上。
That plane immediately went up to the sky.
不管这个妇人是个高个矮。
It doesn't matter how tall or short she was.
她只要领受了耶稣基督这个恩典，上了这架飞机，她就直接来到神同在的地方。
And when she received this ticket through grace from Jesus, then she get up to the sky.
盼望我们在教会当中，我们追求神的过程当中，要明白恩典。所有的都是神要赐给我们的恩典，我们是借着信心来支取神的恩典，才在上帝的面前得蒙悦纳的。
And as we follow him in our church, we have to realize that everything comes from God's grace. As we receive it through our faith, then we will be where God is and be accepted by Him.
我们心里面都有不洁净的地方。
There are things inside us that are unclean.
刚才列的那些单子里面，我们都可以找到我们里面有污秽。
And in that whole long list that we read earlier, that we can find in it, there is this unclean things inside us.
正因为如此，我们今天才来到这里，对不对？
And it's because of that that we come before God here today.
正因为如此，我们才要领用耶稣基督所设立的饼杯，对不对？
And it's because of that that we can receive the bread from Him.
是靠着他十字架的赦免、救赎和洁净，我们才在神的面前蒙悦纳。
And because of his forgiveness and salvation, that we can come before him and be accepted by God.
我们再唱一遍这首回应的诗歌。
And let's sing the song of response.
求主给我们造一颗清洁的心。
That God create a clean heart in us.